The African Clean Mobility Meeting, which ended in Nairobi, Kenya, on the 16th of this month, explored options and opportunities at ensuring the use of fuel-efficient vehicles to ensure a cleaner environment. The week was held against the background that Africa is faced with a near-tripling number of vehicles from 2010 to 2050. The growth comes with negative implications such as pollution, congestion, energy and resource depletion, and environmental degradation. By improving automotive fuel economy, some of the negative effects could be addressed. Rob De Jong heads the transport unit of the UN Environment.
We want to make sure that Africa is part of the move to clean mobility. So what are the key issues we're looking at? One, we need cleaner fuels and vehicle standards. We cannot have very outdated standards on the fuels and the vehicles. We need to start introducing electric vehicles. We cannot be left behind as Africa introducing vehicles that have no emission, especially because we produce a lot of renewable energy in Africa. We're looking at used vehicles. Many of the vehicles in Africa are imported as used vehicles. We must make sure we get clean used vehicles and not become the dumping ground for old used vehicles. And we need to look at other things like walking and cycling as an alternative to the car, because how clean the car is, you will still be in a traffic jam.
Participants approved recommendations to explore the low-hanging entry points into electric vehicles. These are deploying electric hybrid buses and 2- and 3-wheelers for public transport. They also agreed on the development of fiscal and institutional policy interventions in creating a favorable environment for electronic mobility uptake. The Deputy Executive Director of the UN Environment Programme, Ibrahim Thiaw, noted that Africa should invest in its own vehicles, starting with changing policies, and this should be premised on clean transport.
Joyce Chichi reporting.